This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I have a very special guest today. Sitting in the hot seat, Dmitry Dontov. He is the CEO and founder of Spin.ai. He's a brilliant guy. He's got a couple patents that look amazing. I've been looking at his patents. We're dealing with ransomware. It's the biggest topic in incident response. Dmitry, welcome to Hot Seat. How can you help us today?
Hi, Gary. It's very nice to meet you, and thank you for inviting me. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I think we'll discuss ransomware. We'll discuss shadow IT, specifically in the SaaS environment today.
Yeah, so most people post-COVID are working from home. They're working remote, and all apps that I know are all in the cloud. The more and more apps that are out there, the more they move to the cloud. How many risky apps have you discovered using Spin.ai?
So one of our solution called Application Browser Risk Assessment, you know, that has a very unique database of over 300,000 applications and browser extensions assessed by our AI algorithms. And I would say that 30% of that database can be considered as risky or malicious or applications and browser extensions. We actually have a report on our website, and everyone can go visit our website, spin.ai, to download it. But the most important thing is that Google recently announced integration with that solution risk assessment, and now we're part of Google Workspace. You know, the free version of our solution is available to over 6 million Google Workspace organizations today. And we had another integration recently with Perception Point. This is another cybersecurity company, so we're very proud of that achievement.
Dmitry, you're saying there are thousands of malicious apps. Are these plugins to my browser? Are these add-ons or extensions? And how do users fall for this?
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, there is a Google Marketplace with the Marketplace extension. You can install this extension from Marketplace. And there are a lot of, like, I would say 100,000 or millions probably, extensions non-publicly available in Marketplace. So basically any developer in the world can develop any extension or add-on and publish it on their own website, you know, and you have an ability to download and install. And that's the key problem, because what we realized based on our experience, a lot of organizations, they don't have automation for that process. They usually assess risk manually. But just imagine you have a company of 10,000 employees. So basically, in that case, you're dealing with about 10,000, 20,000 extensions, browser extension plugins or applications, right? So how are you going to do this manually? There's no way to do so. That's why you need a solution that provides a high-level automation. And I think this unique database of over 300,000 applications and browser extensions is a big help for our customers, because basically in that case, the assessment takes seconds instead of hours or, you know, days.
That's fantastic. So once the assessment's done, you'll know I've got 20 risky browser apps or plugins. I've got 30, 50, 100. How do they clean these out? What can they do to deploy rules or get back into compliance?
Yeah, so basically we provide a very advanced engine to create different type of security policies, you know, and you can filter those applications by compliance, by permission, all other stuff, you know, and you can easily block access to any malicious applications anytime. And that's how this automation works. So basically, once you set those policies, you don't need to worry about that, because Spin will take care of everything.
That's great. Now, there's two big issues in moving to SaaS, moving to the cloud. One is, as you've said, you know, ransomware is kind of retargeting, repurposing. As we're all working in the cloud, are we really getting ransomware in the cloud now? And how do you handle that?
Yeah, so it looks like it's a new trend for bad actors, you know, because cloud data is growing very fast, as we all know, and ransomware is number one cybersecurity threat today in the world. So, and this is a really great topic, because we build this risk assessment to protect organizations against potentially ransomware attacks, you know, that may come from malicious applications or browser extensions. So as long as you provide full access to your Gmail data or your Google Drive data or Microsoft 365 data to malicious applications or browser extensions, they can easily start encrypting your data in the cloud directly, right? So, and we have a very great solution actually that provides you less than 2 hours incident response SLA. That's our official incident response SLA. And as far as I know, that's the fastest incident response SLA today available in the market against any type of ransomware attack, specifically for SaaS data, right? So what we do here, we monitor 24/7 all the SaaS environment, either Google Workspace or Microsoft 365 for any type of ransomware attack. We can detect a malicious source of ransomware attack. We can identify this source. We can block and API access to that source. And that's how we actually stop an in-progress ransomware attack. And because we do 3 times a day backup, we can easily recover those files in a matter of minutes instead of, you know, months and or weeks. So the problem in the SaaS market ransomware is that all those SaaS services like Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, Salesforce, Slack, for example, they're very API sensitive and they have API limitations, right? And because of that, you just cannot recover 10 million files back in a matter of minutes, like you can do, for example, on premises. Usually with traditional backup provider, it takes you weeks or even months. So wow. What we did here at Spin, we reduced this downtime from a month to 2 hours, which is again, our official incident response SLA. And we usually skip about 200, 300 files during this process because it takes time for our algorithms to detect this malicious activity. And again, because we're doing 3 times a day backup, we can easily recover those 300 files in a matter of minutes. That's how it works.
That is brilliant. And you know, the whole recovery issue, I've heard it takes days, weeks, months, and you're talking 2 hours or less.
Exactly.
That's phenomenal. Now, does that mean you have a backup solution we can use?
Yes, exactly. So the SpinOne platform actually provides you 4 robust solutions. Solution number one, this is backup and recovery. Solution number two, this is ransomware detection response. We also provide DSPM and SSPM risk assessment. So 4 solutions within one platform for mission critical SaaS applications like Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, Salesforce, and Slack.
That's incredible. So tell me a little more about SpinOne. It sounds like a must-have platform for cloud data protection, maybe even DLP and against ransomware data leakage. It sounds like it does a lot.
Yes, exactly. So one of the benefits is that with SpinOne is that it also can help you to deal with shadow IT or data leak as well, like you mentioned. So basically with SpinOne, you can easily identify, for example, 10 top 10 risky applications or top 10 risky browser extensions or top 5 employees, risky employees in your organization, or we can help you identify how employee share data inside, outside of your company, what kind of data is being shared, is it sensitive data, PIA data, all that stuff. Some more cases we cover, for example, when someone connects their business account and their personal one and try to migrate data from business account to personal one. Usually it happens when, you know, people are going to leave the company and they want to steal some kind of data. We also cover cases when someone is working remotely and started download to local device, you know, an abnormal amount of information. We can catch this, we can alert this, and we can create security policies and fully automate this process. So these are primary cases we cover.
That's fantastic. And a lot of insider threat issues, sometimes as we've learned, it's just an accident. And the amount of apps you're talking about, these browser extensions that could cause problems, whether it's ransomware, data leakage, data theft, these numbers are huge. I didn't know this before we talked. So the assessment, and you've got an AI solution that figures this out?
That's exactly right. So we heavily utilize AI and ML for ransomware detection algorithms and for risk assessment. And the primary reason we used it is to improve accuracy, you know, of our assessment and detection and improve false positive. And yeah, that's exactly right.
Dimitri, there's so many companies with thousands of employees worried about regulatory compliance. The regulatory pressures around the globe are growing and growing. The SEC is putting pressures on CISOs like never before. With all this pressure, it seems like SpinOne is a must have. Do you output reports? Do you provide information with risk scores or compliance reports to help the CISOs prove they're doing due care and due diligence?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So first of all, we just recently published a new brand new report about top 10 risk applications that you can easily download this from our website. But compliance is a part of our risk assessment process. So if you use our product, then we can easily can show you what applications compliant with GDPR, with CCPA, with SOC 2 Type 2. So basically, it's a big help for organizations who are looking to improve compliance.
That's wonderful. Dimitri, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Yeah, the probably one more point I would like to discover is that what we realize is that a lot of organizations, especially large organizations, they don't have automation for risk assessments. So they usually do this manually, and they do this just one-time assessment, you know. And it actually can help them to improve their compliance or improve visibility. And you know that lack of visibility actually leads to compliance risk, data loss risk, and data leak risk, right? So that's why it's very important to have a solution like SpinOne and fully automate this process, plus have very fast incident response against ransomware attack and so on. So that's why we built SpinOne, and I think it's a great solution for large organizations specifically.
That is great. Dimitri Dontov, you are the CEO and founder of Spin.ai. You've got two patents on this amazing technology. Folks, if you want to enhance your cyber resiliency, your security posture, security operations in a very cost-effective way with an all-in-one SaaS security platform, this sounds amazing. And you've got to go to spin.ai.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.